Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
Well, it's good to be back on a Wednesday night.
很高兴又回来到周三晚上。
Last time I was here on Wednesday night, there was no green on the trees, no flowers.
上一个星期三在这里的时候，好像是树还没有绿，还没有开花。
Now there's flowers everywhere.
现在到处都是开花。
We've come to the last two sessions in the book of Hebrews.
我们到希伯来书最后两段。
And we praying about what we should do next and over the summer and all these things, we'll find out and get back to you on that.
我们还在祷告说我们下一段要学哪本书或者在夏季要怎么样安排。
As you can see by the picture before us,
大家看到我们前面这幅图画,
the picture on the left is Mount Sinai.
它左边的图画是西乃山,
that's with all the people at the bottom and with God at the top.
下面的都是这些神,以色列百姓,上面是神。
You can see the fire and the smoke and the lightning of Mount Sinai.
大家看到西乃山的密云火焰那里。
But then the one on the right is a bit of a mystery.
在右面呢,是一个奥秘。
Because we see on the earth there an actual picture of Jerusalem, the city.
我们看在地上的那个实际的城是耶路撒冷。
And then up above it, we see a picture of
在上面我们看到了什么?
The New Jerusalem.
是新耶路撒冷。
1500 miles long, 1500 miles, you know, it's the New Jerusalem.
有1500里长, 1500里宽, 新耶路撒冷。
And our mystery to solve tonight
今天晚上我们要解决的奥秘就是,
is where a Christian should be standing now.
就是基督徒现在应该站在哪里?
Mount Sinai?
是西乃山吗?
But of course, we know from the scriptures, we're standing at Mount Zion.
但是我们从圣经我们知道我们是站立在锡安山。
So that's what we're going to have to look at tonight.
就今天晚上我们所要看的。
Let's just look at that verse in Hebrews.
我们翻到希伯来书,
chapter 12,
第12章。
Verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万的天使。
Once again, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to understand the writer's deeply spiritual revelation.
再一次我们需要圣灵让我们能够理解作者很属灵的启示。
And so let's have a word of God, a prayer.
让我们来有一些祷告。
Our Father, we come to you.
父,我们来到你面前。
We know on this earth there's a place for us.
我们知道在地上有一个位,我们的位置。
And we know in heaven there's a place for us.
我们也知道在天上我们有一个位置。
And we know by faith we're to walk in both places.
我们知道需要我们靠信心在两个地方一同来行走。
So help us to understand your higher way.
主啊,来帮助我们明白你更高的道路。
Our heavenly calling.
我们属天的呼召。
Even our life in the heavenly tabernacle.
就是我们在属天的会幕当中的生活。
We thank you and praise you. We can study your precious word.
我们来感谢赞美你,我们可以来学习你宝贝的话语。
Now we depend upon the Holy Spirit to teach us tonight.
今天晚上我们依靠圣灵来教导我们。
In Jesus' precious name.
是奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
We go back just to review, beginning in chapter 10, verse 19, and running through the end of the book.
我们回来复习一下,从第十章,第十九节一直到最后。
The writer tries to encourage the saints with five testimonies of faithfulness.
作者想鼓励圣徒们用五个方面的信心的见证。
And there in chapter 10, beginning in verse 32, he talks about their own testimony of faithfulness in their earlier days.
然后在第十章三十二节那里讲到他们开始在过去起初时所保守的信心。
And then secondly, in chapter 11, he gives the testimony of all of those faithful ones from the days of old.
然后在第十一章,他给出来古时忠心见证人的那些见证。
Then third, in chapter 12, he opens it up with Jesus' testimony as the author and perfecter of our faith.
第三章,他讲到耶稣基督的见证,他是作为我们信心创始成宗的。
And then fourth, We looked at last time our father's testimony that we are sons as we go through his discipline.
然后第四点就是我们天父的见证，我们在经历管教的时候，我们就被成为儿子，成全儿为儿子。
As our brother said tonight,
我们弟兄一开始所提到，
our father disciplines us because he delights in us.
我们父他管教我们是因为他爱我们。
And the writer of Hebrews puts it this way, our father disciplines us in order to receive us as sons.
希伯来书作者这样说，我们天父来管教我们是为了能够接纳我们做儿子。
And now tonight, at the end of chapter 12, we come to the fifth testimony.
今天在希伯来书十二章的尾端，我们看到了第五个见证。
Namely, our testimony as we stand upon Mount Zion, awaiting Jesus' kingdom.
就是我们站在锡安山那里的见证，等候耶稣的再来。
Now the writer's prophetic insight envisions the Christian's present position as coming to Mount Zion.
作者他是用他预言性的洞察力来看到基督徒现在所在的地位的，就是来到了锡安山。
Now, how did we come to Mount Zion?
我们如何来到锡安山呢？
Number one,
第一点，
by running with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们带存着忍耐奔跑摆在我们前面的路程。
The Lord Jesus has opened the way to Mount Zion as we run, keeping our eyes on Jesus.
耶稣也为我们已经开了那条到锡安的道路，我们就要定睛仰望着耶稣，然后奔跑。
But the second aspect of our standing in Mount Zion is that we're undergoing the discipline of our Heavenly Father.
第二个，我们在锡安的路上，是因为我们在我们天父的手里在接受管教。
So that's the Son and that's the Father. And tonight we look at the third testimony of the Holy Spirit.
这里我们看到了儿子，也看到了父。今天我们看到第三个见证，就是圣灵。
Who separates us from this world?
他把我们从这世界分别出来。
So that we can stand upon Mount Zion.
我们就可以站立在锡安山上。
And as you will see,
大家可以看到，
the writer is very clear.
作者非常清楚。
Mount Zion is not on earth.
锡安山不是在地上。
But it's not in heaven.
也不是在天上。
It's between.
而在中间。
It's standing on earth.
它站在了地上。
But it's under an open heaven.
然后它是有一个敞开的天空
之下。And this is the Mount Zion that we are spoken about in our present place.
这就是我们讲到我们现在地位所讲到锡安山。
And so in order to encourage these Hebrew Christians,
所以为鼓励这些希伯来书的希伯来的圣徒们，
he contrasts these two great mountains in the history of Israel.
他用在以色列里两座山作为很大的比较。
All the Jews knew and remember the stories about the children of Israel standing at the foot of Mount Sinai.
所以以色列子民都记着他们以色列民站在西乃山的脚下。
And they also know, of course, of Mount Zion.
他们也同时也知道锡安山。
And the writer is telling them,
作者就告诉他们,
that the old covenant is like Mount Sinai and the new covenant is like Mount Zion.
旧约就像做西乃山，像西乃山一样；新约就像做锡安山一样。
Now, for all Christians, not just Jewish Christians, we have this choice.
对于所有的基督徒，不光是犹太人的基督徒，我们都有这样的选择。
As Christians, we can live in the reality of under the law or under grace.
作为基督徒，我们可以活在是律法底下的真实呢，还是在恩典下面的真实呢？
Now, the Lord wants us to live under grace.
主想要我们活在恩典之下。
But without living by faith,
但是若没有靠着信心而活，
we eventually end up living in the shadows of an old covenant.
我们就 会落在一个在旧约的影儿下面。
And even though both of these mountains speak of holiness,
虽然这两座山都在讲到圣洁，
yet we see that in the old and the new covenant, this holiness is expressed in two completely different ways.
我们在旧约和新约当中看到这个圣洁用有两个完全不同的方法表示出来。
Now first he talks to us about Mount Sinai.
首先他讲到锡乃山。
And we read in verse 18.
我们第十八节这里读到。
For you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and to a blazing fire, and to darkness, and gloom, and whirlwind.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗和暴风。
Now he's going to give us a sevenfold description of life at Mount Sinai.
他给我们七层在西乃山上面生活的例子。
And then he's going to give us a sevenfold description of life on Mount Zion.
然后他又再给我们在锡安山上七层的生活的例子。
So that we can see the contrast.
我们就可以看见其中的对比。
But we need to see that he uses this verb, come unto.
我们看到这里他用这个动词来到。
And if you'll notice that, he uses it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he uses it 6 times.
我们大家数一下他一共有用了六次。
And whenever he uses this particular verb in Hebrews, he always is talking about us coming to God.
每次在希伯来书里用这个动词的时候，都是讲到来到神的面前。
So we can come unto God through Mount Sinai.
我们可以通过西乃山来到神前。
Or we can come unto God through Mount Zion.
或是我们可以通过锡安山来到神面前。
He says, "You have not come to that which is touchable."
他说，你不是来到那能摸的山。
And what the writer is saying.
作者在这里所指出的就是
is that although the old covenant was touchable,
虽然旧约是能摸的
but the law said do not touch.
但是旧约律法却说不要摸。
So there they saw a mountain.
这里他们看到一个山。
But the Lord said don't touch that mountain.
但神说不要摸这个山。
Because after the Lord separated that mountain and made it holy,
因为当神把这个山分别成圣之后
if anybody touched that mountain, they would die.
所有摸山的人都要被处死
unless the Lord called them up on the mountain.
除非神呼召他们上山。
Now the Lord was teaching the children of Israel about his holiness.
神在教以色列子民关于他的圣洁。
And this was a very fearful thing.
这是一个很可畏的事。
So even though Sinai was touchable and outward,
虽然西乃山外面是可以摸的
approaching this mountain was physically terrifying for Israel.
但是靠近这座山对以色列民来说是在身体上是很可畏惧的一个经历。
So in one sense we could say, God said, "Come to me on Mount Zion, Mount Sinai."
一方面我们可以说神说到我靠近我这里在西乃山上。
But just the holiness of it caused them to draw back.
但是那山的圣洁让他们想退后。
They were afraid to come near.
他们很怕靠近。
Because of the holiness that was there.
因为在那里的圣洁。
So he describes it as this mountain that can be touched.
他来描述这个山是能够摸的。
The second description of its holiness was, and to a blazing fire.
第二个来讲到这个山的圣洁是讲到这个火焰。
When we look in Exodus chapter 20, verse 18,
我们看出埃及记第二十章二十节第十八节。
We read this account.
我们来读到这里的描述。
All the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance.
众百姓看见雷轰、闪电、角声、山上冒烟，就都发站，远远的站立。
Now we know that fire is always a picture of holiness.
我们知道火焰都是讲究圣洁的表号。
And even the holiness in its destructive power, if we get too close to it.
如果我们离这个圣洁太近的话，这个圣洁好像对我们是毁灭性的。
His holy fire is to purge us and cleanse us.
他圣洁的火焰要来洁净我们。
The children of Israel were to fear this holy fire.
以色列民害怕着圣洁的火焰。
And this is what they thought of when they saw Mount Sinai.
这个就是他们看到西乃山时所想到的。
So that's the second description.
这是第二个描述。
But then he speaks the three more. Darkness, gloom, and whirlwind.
然后他还讲 更三个更多的讲黑暗、密云、暴风。
So it speaks of the fact when they came to Mount Sinai, there was a sudden darkness.
他讲到他在西乃山那时候，那里有一个突然的黑暗。
We read in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们读申命记第四章。
As Moses is describing their visit to Sinai.
让摩西来描述他们到西乃山的经历。
And Moses says, "You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom."
第十一节，第四章十一节。那时你们近前来，站在山下，山上有火焰冲天，并有黑暗、密云和幽暗。
Indeed, it was a fearful thing to be in the presence of God with this darkness upon. on the top of the mountain.
的确是在当那个山上面有这种黑暗来遮盖的时候，到山上是很可怕的一件事。
And it says there was gloom.
然后在那里讲到说
a sense of foreboding.
然后好像有这种好像有这种暴风，有黑暗这种。
And they also experienced a whirlwind.
然后他在这里还有暴风。
I've given you a few verses there in the Old Testament in Psalm 77 and the others.
这里有旧约的几节，有诗篇77篇那里。
And this gives the picture that when God came in the Old Testament time, it started, it was like a helicopter coming down from the sky, and everything got stirred up in a great whirlwind.
等在旧约的时候，当神来到的时候，就好像那直升机在那里就好像有个旋风。
So when God came near, there was such a whirlwind that the people again are afraid and backing away.
当神来到这里的时候，那样的旋风，人们就非常害怕，就退后了。
And then he mentions the sixth and the seventh characteristic of Mount Sinai.
然后他讲到第六个和第七个西乃山的特别。
In verse 19,
第十九节
，And to the blast of a trumpet, and the sound of words, which sound was such that those who heard begged that no further word be spoken to them.
小声与说话的声音。那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话了。
Now the Old Testament understanding of this
在旧约当中理解这个就是
is that whenever the presence of God came down
就当神的同在降下来的时候
you could hear angels blowing the trumpet announcing his coming
你可以听见天使来吹号来宣告他的来临。
In the midst of the noise that was heard was heard the trumpets of the sound of the coming of the Lord
在那些杂音的声音的大声的时候，你可以听到那里有个嘴角的声音，讲到主要来到。
Then we know when the Lord spoke from heaven, there was a great sound of His words.
然后我们知道，当神从天上说话的时候，他的话语带着大的声音。
There was this superstition,
有一个迷信
that if you ever heard the voice of God, you would die.
如果你听见神的声音，你就会死掉。
So to hear the voice of God was frightening.
所以听见神的话是一个很可怕的事。
And so it says in verse 20. So they begged that no further word be spoken to them.
所以十九节这里都说都求不要再向他们说话。
Now I hope that's not your feeling about coming to Mount Zion.
我希望这不是你来到锡安山时候的感觉。
We want His word and voice speaking to us.
我们想要他的声音，他对我们的说话。
But you remember the children of Israel were so afraid that they asked Moses, "Please, you listen to him, and then you tell us what he said. We'll do it."
记得以色列民他们是多等害怕，他们告诉摩西说：“你来听他的说话，然后你告诉我们所要做的事。”
For in verse 20 and 21, we see how fearful was this occasion.
第二十节和二十一节，我们看到这个情形是多么的可怕。
For they could not bear the command, "If even beast touches the mountain, it will be stoned."
因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山，即便是走兽，也要石头打死。
And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, "I am full of fear and trembling."
所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
So even Moses trembled before this holy God.
就是连摩西也在这个圣洁的神面前战惊恐惧。
And the writer quotes from Exodus 19, where it says, "No animal should go up on this mountain."
作者引用出埃及十九节十九章第二十二节说，就是动物也不可以接触这山。
Now, deep in the heart of the Jewish believer was this fear of this holy God.
在犹太人的信徒当的心的深深处里，心里深处有对这份圣洁神的敬畏。
The writer knew by experience the tremendous fear and reverence of God in the Jewish mind.
作者他是知道他的经验里知道犹太人心中对神是怀着巨大的恐惧和敬畏。
And this fear was used to motivate them to keep the law.
这个种敬畏就鼓励他们来维持律法。
They tried to do works of righteousness.
他们就想来做公义的行为。
But we know the history of Israel.
我们知道以色列人的历史。
When they feared the Lord.
当他们敬畏神的时候。
And they obeyed His voice.
他们服从他的声音的时候
，The Lord did something terrible.
神就做了一些很可畏的事。
He blessed the children.
他就是祝福了这些以色列人。
He shouldn't do that.
他不应当这样做。
Because as soon as the Jews prospered and made money,
一旦那个犹太人他们 兴盛起来，他们赚了钱了。
Then they no longer were afraid.
他们就不再敬畏了。
And not only not afraid,
他们不但害怕
but now they brought into their homes idols and things that would give them good luck in their business.
然后他们就不但惧怕了，而且不但不惧怕，他们还把家中拿了一些那些偶像，让他们好像有好运一样。
So they changed the name. It's always like 4, 5, 6, you know, because it's lucky numbers.
他们都改变了这名字，好像456是对他们的幸运数字。
There were many idols that you could worship in order to do better business.
有很多的偶像，他们可以敬拜，能够有更好的生意。
And especially if you're a farmer.
尤其是你是农夫
，because the fertility gods ensured that your crops would be more abundant.
好像那里那个生产丰富的这个神可以帮助你的谷物丰收。
So unfortunately, we see the testimony.Of Israel through the years.
很不幸，我们看到以色列人在历史上的见证。
They had this outward fear.
他们有外面的敬畏。
But it could only restrain their sinning temporarily.
但这只能阻止他们暂时不犯罪。
Eventually, they would forget that and they would go on sinning.
最后他们就会忘记，他们会继续犯罪。
It's wonderful disciplining a child when they're 3 years old.
很棒你可以管一个小孩3岁的时候。
Now you can scare them into obedience.
你可以吓他们，他们就顺服了。
But when they become teenagers,
当他们是叫青少年的时候
and they grow taller than you,
他们长得比你还高
now you can no longer scare them.
现在你就吓不了他们了。
And so God found out with his children.
所以神就看到他的子民这样。
So through all the years, Israel always felt guilty for their sin.
所以这么多年以色列人他们一直觉得为他们的罪感到内疚。
And always felt that they had a God.
然后总是觉得他们有一个神。
Where was the mountain of God?
神的山在哪里?
Mount Sinai.
是西乃山。
Go visit him.
到西乃山去。
Oh, no, 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 not me.
不我不去。
Only Christian Chen would take people up on Mount Sinai.
只有陈锡仁弟兄会带人到西乃山上面。
The Jews were afraid they might meet the smoke and the earthquake and all of this stuff.
犹太人会担心他们遇到地震、烟云，所有这些事情。
But the writer says, "No, no, you have come to Mount Zion."
但作者讲，不，你是到了锡安山。
Now Mount Zion had special meaning in the hearts of Israel by the time of this writing.
在作者写作的时候，锡安山在以色列民心中有特别的位置。
The first thing about Mount Zion was it was a place of God's glory.
第一个关于锡安山就是它是神荣耀所在的地方。
When the ark came and was placed in Mount Zion,
当神的约柜放在锡安山上
the whole city was glorified.
整个城都得荣耀。
Mount Zion also once was the place of God's throne and David's throne.
锡安山也曾是神宝座的地方，也是大卫的宝座。
Now when David took Zion,
当大卫夺下锡安山的时候
he put his throne there.
他把他宝座放在那里。
And then he brought the Ark of the Covenant.
然后他把神的约柜带进去。
So what was David's secret?
大卫的秘诀是什么?
All of his success in warfare and everything.
所有他征战得胜的这些所有的事情。
It's because David's throne was by God's throne.
因为是大卫的宝座在神的宝座旁边。
This was the picture of Mount Zion in the mind of the Jews.
这个就是锡安山在犹太人的心中的样子。
And Mount Zion was once the place of worship.And the home of God in the temple.
锡安山也曾经是敬拜的地方和神家 Now, 神的家。
Now we know the temple was built on Mount Moriah, but the Temple Mount spread even over to Zion.
我们知道圣殿是建在摩利亚山上，但是那个圣殿的山也会升级到锡安山。
So two things happened in the history of Israel.
在以色列历史上发生两件事。
When the temple was destroyed and then rebuilt.
当圣殿被毁掉然后重建。
Zion became a special term.
锡安成为一个特别的名称。
In Psalm 24,
在诗篇24篇
we remember that psalm, huh?
大家记得这个诗篇。
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift it up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory can come in.
城门啊，仰起头来，拥有的城门啊，那永生的王要进来。
So Zion became the place in the Jews' mind where the Messiah would come back.
锡安是一个地方，是弥赛亚要回来的地方。
Many scriptures talk about Zion in the Olam Haba.
很多圣经的经节讲到锡安，讲到神将来的国度。
You know, we sing Isaiah 51:11.
我们唱诗歌，以赛亚书51:11.
You know this chorus?
大家知道那首那个那本大本诗歌吗？
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. This is a messianic moment in Olam Haba.
这是一个弥赛亚的时刻，在神将来的国度要来的时候。
And they're returning to Zion.
他们就回到西安。
So, but when we talk about Mount Zion, that for Christians, we see something there.
当我们讲到西安山，对基督徒来说，我们看到一些东西在那里。
What does Mount Zion mean for Christians?
西安山对基督徒来说意味着什么呢
？First, he is not referring here to the literal geographic Mount Zion, though it would be the place of Olam Haba.
在这里他首先不是讲到字面上地理性的西安山。虽然这在将来的国度里是也是所有所指的
，But Mount Zion is a present position taken by faith while on earth, yet seeing the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
西安山现在就是要在地上凭着信心得到，西安山的位置就在地上凭着信心现在得到的，是要看见所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
So Mount Zion is a place we visit by faith and not by sight.
西安山是一个地方，我们靠着信心去到那里探访，不是靠着眼见。
We see the substance of the things we hope for wrapped up in this Mount Zion.
我们看到我们所望之事的实体，就包括在这个西安山的里面。
So Mount Zion is the place on earth where, in the spirit, we partake of true, real yet unseen.And rarefied heavenly realities.
西安山就是我们在地上，但是虽然我们在地上，但在灵里我们参与了这个真实的，虽然看不见的，但稀有罕见天国的实际的地方。
Now this becomes the great challenge to our living faith.
这个对我们活的信心是很大的挑战。
How do we discover Zion?
我们如何来发现西安山呢
？It's when heaven opens up to us.
当天向我们敞开的时候
，Sometimes we're reading the word.
有的时候我们读神的话
，and heaven illumines and opens that word.
好像天就照亮了这些话，打开了这些话。
Sometimes we're in the body of Christ.
有的时候我们在基督的身体当中
，and we see Christ in a brother or a sister, and somehow it's connected to heaven.
我们在我们弟兄姊妹身上看到了基督，然后跟天相连。
Sometimes we sense.The Spirit breathing, the Spirit leading.
有的时候我们看见了圣灵好像在那里吹气，圣灵在那里带领。
Or at the Lord's table.
或者在擘饼的时候。
It's as if we're lifted for a moment above this earth.
好像我们有一刻被从地上被提起来了。
Or even when we see nature's beauty out at the Grand Canyon.
或者好像我们去到看到大峡谷自然界的美丽。
When we come to these moments,
当我们到这一些时刻的时候
they don't go on every day, every minute.
它好像不是每天每一刻都会发生的
But we enter and we see these things by faith, and we see something more in our life, Mount Zion.
然后这时候我们借着信心，我们突然看见了，然后我们就看到当中有更多的，就是看到了西安山一样。
But Mount Zion is intangible.
但是西安山是摸不到的。
That is to say, we see them by faith.
就是说我们是靠着信心看见。
You're seen by the eyes of the heart.
我们是用心里的眼睛看见。
Sometimes it's a fleeting moment.
有的时候好像是突然一刻。
And the curtain draws back.
然后窗帘就关起来了。
Now how many of you believe you live under an open heaven?
有多少大家相信我们活在一个敞空的天空下
?This is our right, and this is our privilege.
这是我们的特权。
But as we walk by faith,
但是我们靠着信心而行。
We don't see heaven all the time.
我们并不是每天看到天
，But as we walk,
但是我们行走的时候
，we touch the reality of Mount Zion.
我们就触摸到了西安山的实际。
And the more we quiet our spirit,
然后我们更多安静我们的灵。
The more we're separated from earthly things,
我们更多与世上的事物分离。
The more we can see these unseen things,
我们可以更多看到这看不见的事物。
You'll remember in 2 Corinthians.
大家知道在哥林多后书
When Paul says these light tribulations that I'm going through
保罗说这至暂至轻的苦楚
are nothing compared with the glory that is to be revealed
与将来所要显示出来极大无比的荣耀比起来
And he says while we look not at the things which can be seen which are temporary
他说现在我们所看的不是那些可见的
But we look at the things unseen, which are eternal.
而是那不可见的，是永恒、永远的。
This is our right and privilege as Christians.
这是我们做基督徒的特权。我们
It's true we walk on this earth by faith, not by sight.
的确，我们在地上行走，我们是靠信心，不凭眼见。
But as we walk,
但当我们行走的时候
，God speaks to us.
神对我们讲话。
He whispers.
他对我们轻声。
He shows us a little something.
他启示我们一些事物。
Just to encourage our faith as we go along.
就是当我们继续行走，鼓励我们的信心。
Now we want to make it clear as we look now at Mount Zion.
现在我们看锡安山，我们想讲讲的更清楚。
This is a position of faith.
这是一个信心的地位。
It says literally, "You are now come to Mount Zion."
它在实际上就是说，你们现在来到了锡安山。
Not one day you'll get there.
不是有一天你会到那里。
By faith, you are there now.
就是靠着信心，你现在就在那里。
We have come to Mount Zion, where on earth we touch things heavenly.
我们已经到了锡安山，虽然我们在地上，我们摸到属天的事物。
So the Christian life includes moments of super sensible glory tastes.
所以基督徒生命包括一些时刻，我们有一些特别超越的属天的味道、感觉、味觉。
Now, the privilege of knowing you stand at Mount Zion.
你能够知道你站在锡安山这里是一个特权。
Is because from this place of Mount Zion, you can testify of the New Jerusalem.
因为在这个锡安山的位置上，你可以见证新耶路撒冷。
Those Christians who truly by faith stand in Mount Zion can talk of the New Jerusalem.
那个靠着信心可以来见证锡安山的人，他们可以来讲论新耶路撒冷。
And we will see that this is true.
我们可以看到这是真实的。
Now we know that Mount Zion even will be a present reality in Olam Haba.
我们知道锡安山啊，到将神将来的国度里是一个真实一个实体。
Because if we understand the scriptures, the Messiah will come back and establish his throne there in Jerusalem in Zion.
因为我们知道弥赛亚会来，他会在在耶路撒冷，然后那里，然后建立他的，然后新耶路撒冷的锡安山。
But after the millennium, Zion will be swallowed up into the New Jerusalem, the eternal city.
但是千禧年之后，锡安山不会融入到新耶路撒冷，就是那永恒的城。
And this eternal city will come down out of heaven to earth.
然后它会从天降到地上。
So this will be a thrilling time.
那是一个很兴奋的时候。
Now we mentioned the seven holy characteristics of Mount Sinai.
我们讲到了我们讲到刚才讲到，西乃山的七个圣洁的特点。
But now we look at the sevenfold graces of Mount Zion.
现在我们来讲到锡安山的七层的恩典。
Number one,
第一点
，You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Now when the writer says you have come to Zion, the city of the living God.
当作者讲到说，你们来到乃是来到锡安山永生城的城邑。
This draws back in the Jews' mind the coming to Jerusalem for the feasts.
这个在犹太人的心中就让他们想起在节庆的时候来到耶路撒冷。
You see, I used to live out in Huntington on Long Island.
大家看，我以前住在长岛的那个 Huntington 那里。
Well, everything's dead out in Huntington.
Huntington 那里东西好像都死去了。
But once a year, I would go to Manhattan.
但是一年一度我会到曼哈顿这里。
Now we go to a nice restaurant, hear music.
现在我就到很好的餐馆，听到音乐。
It was a living. New York City's living, right?
曼哈顿好像很活。
I don't know what you say about Flushing.
我不知道大家讲法拉盛是怎么样。
But anyway, that's just a poor example.
这是很不是特别好的例子。
A living city.
一个永生。
You have come to Mount Zion, a living city.
好像一个活的城，永生神的城。
Now he uses this city.He uses this phrase, the living God. Have you noticed?
他在这里用一个词，就是永生的神。
He uses this term three or four or five times.
他用这个词有三四次。
Because he's contrasting something.
因为他在这里有一个对比。
How many of you live in the city of God?
你们有谁住在神的城里？
How many of you live in the city of the living God?
你们有谁住在永生的神的城里？
You see the point.
这里大家看到这一重点。
God is alive in this city.
神在这个城中是活的。
And as we have come to Mount Zion,
当我们到锡安山
，Our God is a living God.
我们的神是一位活神
，Not just a God we talk about.
不是只是我们所谈论的一位神。
God we talk to and he talks to us.
是我们对他说话，他也会对我们说话的神。
He's a living God.
他是一位活神。
And it is the city of the living God.
就是永生神的城邑。
This means this city is the Father's home.
这就意味着这个城邑是天父父的家。
It's God's city.
是神的城。
He's home here.
他在这里是他的家。
So we as we gather, meeting to meeting.
所以我们聚会一个聚会又一个聚会。
If we gather on Mount Zion,
如果我们聚会在锡安山，
it's living,
是活的，
because God is here with us.
因为神在这里与我们同在。
That's the first grace of Mount Zion.
这是锡安山第一层的恩典。
When you stand in Mount Zion, He is here, and we are in His home.
当你站在锡安山的时候，他在这里，我们在他的家里。
We remember it said in Hebrews 11 that this is the city sought out by Abraham.
我们知道在希伯来书十一章里是亚伯拉罕所向往的一个城。
Abraham by faith was seeing Zion.
亚伯拉罕靠着信心他看到了锡安山。
He wasn't satisfied with any earthly city.
他对地上所有的城都不满足。
Because he was looking for a city whose architect and builder was God.
因为他在仰望那座被神所建造经营的城。
So whenever this term Mount Zion comes, there's an anticipation.Those who stand on Mount Zion are awaiting the coming kingdom.
所以每当讲到锡安山的时候，这里都有一个盼望。那些站在锡安山的人，他们在等候神的国度到来。
So you see, I mean, this is a reality.
大家看，这是一个实际。
People who stand in Mount Zion,
人站在锡安山上
，have a deep feeling the Lord is coming back very soon.
他们有一个深深的感觉，神很快就要回来了。
We had our brother Stephen speak with us last week.
我们上周江弟兄有跟我们分享。
And you know, can you guess what his first message was?
大家可以猜猜他第一个信息是什么吗
？The Lord is coming very soon.
神很快就要回来了。
Because it's a very, he's standing on Mount Zion, almost ready to be lifted off.
他好像就站在锡安上，好像很快、很马上就要被提走了。
See, he knows the timing.
他知道那个时刻。
But notice it also says, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
但是大家看到这里也讲到永生神的城邑，天上的耶路撒冷。
It literally in the Greek it says the Jerusalem of heaven.
在希腊文里就是说耶路撒冷天上。
So when we stand now in Mount Zion, we are connected to the heavenly Jerusalem.
当我们现在站在锡安山上，我们就与天上的耶路撒冷连在一起。
I'm sure that you have all heard our brother Lance Lambert.
我想大家都听过我们兰佩德弟兄讲。
And he has this conviction.
他有这样的一个确信
that those things we do together in living faith,
我们大家在活的信心当中做的事情一起做的
are preserved in the New Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷里会被存留
So when the saints stand on Mount Zion,
所以当圣徒站在锡安山上
then our testimony,
我们的见证
our worship,
我们的敬拜
all touches and is part of the preciousness of the New Jerusalem.
都会触到并且存留在天上耶路撒冷那里。
Every time saints gather on Mount Zion, they are building the New Jerusalem.
每一次圣徒们站立在新耶路锡安山上，他们都在建造的新耶路撒冷。
So immediately we see an amazing contrast.
所以在这里我们看到很奇妙的对比。
Come to Mount Sinai.
说来到锡乃山。
Oh no, I'm afraid.
不不不，我很害怕。
Come to Mount Zion.
来到锡安山。
God is there.
神在那里
and we sense we want to draw near.
我们就感觉我们想要靠近。
The second grace,
第二个恩典
not only when we come to Mount Zion do we touch the city.
我们到锡安山，不但我们碰到了那个城
but we've come to myriads of angels.
我们也在那里遇到千万的天使。
Now myriad means 10,000.
这个千万的 myriad 就是代表十万的、
so,
一万的意思。
Myriads just means many, many thousands.
Myriads 这个复数就是千万。
Many angels.
数不清的天使。
Do you know?
大家讲知道吗
？They're part of the population of the city of God.
它是神的城的所的居民之中。
They're there among us, and they surround us.
它在我们当中也环绕着我们。
Now there is the phrase that says and to.I don't know what it says in Mandarin, actually.
我不知道这个句话中文是怎么讲的。
It says, in Hebrews 12:22,
希伯来书十二章，二十节。
It says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn.
That's 22 and 23.
Now here's an interesting thing. What does this phrase mean to the general assembly? This is the beginning of verse 23. Now what does it say in Mandarin? The general assembly.
Yeah.
Well, it's because this was the this is what they thought this translation meant. But now the Greek scholars, as they look at it,
但希腊文作者那些学者们仔细看的时候,
and compare it to other sources, especially like in the Dead Sea Scrolls and everything,
然后他比较那些其他的, 版本像死海古卷什么,
they have changed this translation.
他把这个翻译改变了。
So in the, as an example, in the ESV version now, in English,
在现在那个英文, 标准本的,
in the NIV, RSV, yes, some versions,
或在那个, 国际, 译本的里, 或者其他的版本,
we used to think this was the General Assembly of the Firstborn.
我们常常翻译成说, 天上诸长子所会之共会的总会。
Now, you know, when you see this in Greek, there's no parentheses. You don't know verse 22, verse 23. Because all goes on and on and on.
大家如果看希腊文的话, 这里没有好像这个引号, 这个都是连在一起的, 22节, 23节。
And so many of the Greek scholars say,
所以很多的希伯来, 希腊文的学者讲,
you have come to myriads of angels in festive assembly.
他们是翻译成, 你好像到那里千万的天使, 他们在那里庆祝的聚会。
You see, the word assembly is there.
在这里有一个聚会。
That word general wasn't quite right.
那个好像说总会这个词不是很准确。
Now, okay, so what does it mean?
这里意味着什么呢?
Basically, they feel like this is describing those thousands of angels.
他就在讲到这是在描述那千万的天使。
They're dressed up in festive array for worship.
他们都好像穿上装饰整齐,然后在那里庆祝的敬拜。
In other words, when we come to Mount Zion,
换句话说,当我们来到锡安山,
and we worship,
我们在那里敬拜,
the angels join us.
天使也会参与我们,
and they are rejoicing.
然后他们与我们一同喜乐,
this is our portion in Mount Zion.
这是我们锡安山所有的份,
and here is it where the angels rejoicing with us.
那些天使与我们一同欢喜。
So, this wonderful bound of angels,
那里有很多的千万的天使,
at Mount Sinai,
但在西乃山那里,
the angel was feared.
那天使是很可畏的。
As you see there in those verses, Deuteronomy 33, Acts 5, Acts chapter 7, Galatians 3, it talked about this angel who wrote the Ten Commandments.
在这里, 申命记33章, 使徒行传第七章, 加拉太书第三章, 这里讲到天使写下了这律法。
Let's look in Galatians chapter 3. I just want you to see this.
我们翻到加拉太书第三章。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 19.
我们翻到第十一节。
Why the law then? It was added because of transgressions, having been ordained through angels by the agency of a mediator. It's been ordained through angels. Verse 19.
Okay. 这样说，律法是为什么有的呢？ 原是为过犯天上的， 等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。
So we have three recountings of how the Ten Commandments were written on the stone.
我们有三处来从记述那个十诫是如何写在石头石板上的。
In one account,
第一个记录,
God wrote the commandments.
是神写了这个律法。
In another account,
还有一个记录,
the finger of God wrote.
神的指头写了这个律法。
And in another account,
还有一个记录,
an angel of God.
神的天使在那里写了这个记录。
Now you can see how all of that can be God.
大家看到这里所有都可能是神。
But the point is, the angel on the Mount Sinai wrote fearful things.
这里所重点就是在西乃山上天使他写的是可畏的事情。
But you remember in chapter 2 of Hebrews,
大家记得在希伯来书第二章,
why do we have angels?
我们为什么有天使呢?
they minister to the heirs of the inheritance.
他是要为那些得产业的,
we are heirs of salvation.
我们是救恩蒙受救恩的。
And as we stand on Mount Zion,
当我们站在锡安山上,
the angels help us and minister to us.
天使帮助我们而且服侍我们。
Now I won't ask you here who's seen an angel.
我不要问大家这里, 大家谁看到了一个天使。
Because you've all seen my wife.
大家都看到我太太了。
But whether you've seen an angel or not,
但是不管你是看到天使还是没有看到天使,
maybe some of you think at some moment an angel really helped you.
可能你们大家有的人会觉得在有些时刻的时候一个天使帮助了你。
This has happened to my wife and I on a few occasions.
这个对我和太太在几次都发生过。
Because someone helped us and then disappeared.
有的人帮助我们然后就消失掉了。
Now we don't know.
我们不知道。
We didn't get their name.
我们没有记下他们的名字。
But we think we had help from angels.
但是我们觉得我们有天使帮助我们。You
know, there's so much that we don't see.
你知道有太多的事我们是看不见的。
But it's still very real.
但实际上是非常真实的。
And when we stand by faith on Mount Zion,
当我们靠着信心站在锡安山上,
one of the blessings is we discover we have angelic help.
有一个祝福我们发现的就是我们有天使的帮助。
So this is the second grace. Myriads of angels in festive assembly joined in worship and help to us.
就讲到有千万的天使在那里有那个庆祝敬拜，然后我们跟我们一同在一起帮助我们。
Now the third grace.
第三个恩典。
You are come to the church of the firstborn enrolled in heaven.
你们来到名录在天上住长子之会所共聚的总会。
So when you were at Mount Zion,
但在锡安山上,
you have come to the church of the firstborn enrolled in heaven.
你到了天上住长子的总会之会。
Now firstborn can mean one of three things.
长子可能意味着三个词解释。
When the Jews thought of firstborn,
当犹太人讲到长子的时候,
actually the first thing they think about,
他们第一个想到的,
is the firstborns that were not killed during the Exodus.
就讲到出埃及记那些没有被杀的长子。
So possibly this could mean that you have come to the church of those who've been saved by the blood of the Lamb.
他第一个意思就是你可能来到了那个聚会，就是被羔羊宝血所拯救的。
But then secondly,
第二点,
firstborn refers to Jesus.
长子是指耶稣。
He's the firstborn among many.
他是神众子之中首生的。
We know there are several scriptures, including Hebrews chapter 1, that speaks of him being the firstborn.
我们知道这里有很多的经节, 有希伯来书第一章讲到他是首生的。
And so it could mean all those who through Jesus Christ have their names written in the book of life.
所以也可能是指到那些所有那些靠着耶稣的名字把名字记录在羔羊的生命册上那些。
But probably the third interpretation is Hebrews.
但第三个解释可能就是在希伯来书里。
Firstborn, of course, also refers to the son who receives the inheritance.
长子也是指着那些能够接受产业、承受产业的。
Now a man may have had several sons.
一个人可能有几个儿子。
But the eldest usually received the inheritance.
常常是那个最年长那个他是接受承受产业的。
And so what the writer is saying,
作者在这里所讲的,
when you come to Mount Zion,
当你到了锡安山,
who do you find that you're standing with?
你看到你与谁同在在一起。
Isn't it wonderful?
是不是很奇妙呢?
We're standing with other sons who are possessing their inheritance.
我们与那些同盟产业的那些儿子们站立在一起。
They're citizens of the kingdom.
他们是天国的公民。
They're waiting for the kingdom to come.
他们在等候天国再来。
But they're already citizens.
他们已经是天国的公民了。
Firstborn.
他们首生的。
Sons.
儿子们。
Mature.
成熟的。
And there is a reality to the need for maturity to be standing there.
那。那。那。那。 站要在那锡安山那里，的确是有需要，他们有一个成熟度才可以站在那里。
You notice that it says they are enrolled.
这里讲到说名录在上面。
It is by the grace of God.
是靠着神的恩典。
That we will receive our inheritance.
我们会接受到我们的产业。
Such a precious thing to be together with those who are pursuing their inheritance.
与那些共同追求要承受产业的在一起是何等的宝贝。
The fourth grace of Mount Zion.
锡安山第四个恩典,
you've come to God, the judge of all.
你们来到神,审判众人的神那里。
Now, for Christians, God, the judge of all, is different from those at Mount Sinai.
对于基督来说，神审判众人的神跟西乃山的神是不一样的。
When we think of God as judge, it is a terrifying thing.
当我们讲到神是一个审判官，是很可怕可畏的。
All men will stand before God as judge.
所有的人都会站在神作为审判官的面前。
But Christians, all Christians will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
那所有的基督徒都要站在基督的审判台面前。
We know the scripture says that, and these occasions in Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5:10.
我们知道圣经在罗马书14章第十节，还有哥林多后书五章十节有提到。
So we all have to face to God, the judge of all.
我们都要面对那所有审判众人的神面前。
And so this should, if we love God, put fear of God in us.
所以我们如果爱神的话，就把这个敬畏神的心放在我们里面。
And yet those who were standing on Mount Zion,
但是那些站在锡安山上的
，Even knowing that we will stand before the judgment seat，
他们也知道我们要站在审判台前
，have a different feeling，
他们有一个不同的感觉。
And why is that？
为什么呢
？Because while we're standing on Mount Zion，
因为当我们站在锡安山上的时候
，Remember， we're being disciplined by our Father，
我们记得我们是被我们的父所管教
，And He will also be our judge，
他也是我们的审判官。
Now if you are disciplined now。
如果你现在被管教
，Your judgment and reward will be good。
你到那审判的时候，你的奖赏是好的。
Now, if you don't stand on Mount Zion，
如果你不站在锡安山上的时候
，and you don't allow to be disciplined，
你不允许神来管教你
，and God can't sanctify，
神也不能使你成圣。
Then, when we come before the judgment seat, there will be some reprimand。
但如果这样，我们到神的审判台前，那里就有责备了。
So those who were being disciplined by their father，
所以那些被父所管教的
，they know him。
他们知道他
，They know what he's like。
他知道他是什么样的。
And when they come before the judgment seat of Christ，
当他们来到基督的审判台前
，Although it is an awesome moment，
真是那可畏的时刻
，Still we have the hope of reward。
我们仍然在那里有得奖赏的盼望
，Because we know the kindness and the discipline of our Father。
因为我们知道我们父他的恩慈还有他的管教。
Then there's the fifth grace。
第五个恩典。
You are come to the spirits of righteous made perfect.
你们来到被成全义人之灵的灵魂。
Now when we come to Zion,
当我们到锡安山的时候
，we find ourselves in the company of those saints who have already passed on.
我们看到了已经死去的那些圣徒们在那里。
You are come to the spirits of righteous made perfect.
你们要来到那被成全之义人的灵魂那里。
Because in this scheme of things，
因为在这里所讲到的这个图画
，those who are righteous and went on and passed away，
那些公义的，他们就是死去了
，are waiting for their resurrection bodies，
他们在等候他们身体复活
，and that happens with the coming of the kingdom，
然后当国度再来的时候，那时候就发生了
，but they're still very much alive，
但他们还是非常活的
，and they are those spirits that is brothers and sisters in Christ。
然后那些就是在基督里弟兄姊妹他们的灵
，in whom the righteousness of God has perfected，
就神的公义使他们已经成全了。
Now they've been sanctified, spirit, soul，
他们现在已经灵和魂都被成圣了。
And they're waiting for their bodies，
他们在等候他们的身体。
So in Hebrews, this is their idea, even including those faithful Old Testament saints。
所以这就是希伯来书里的想法，就是包括那些在旧约当中的圣徒们。
Somehow, when we come to Mount Zion, we're standing in a fellowship of those who have gone on before us.
当我们到了锡安山的时候，我们就会与那些在我们之前那些圣徒们，我们一同有一些交通。
And as I explained on the sea, it's an interesting fact.
我们在这第三点这里有一个很有趣的历史事实。
In the Orthodox tradition.
在东正教的传统当中
，and among the Moravians，
还有摩尔维亚信徒当中
，do you know what they did？
你知道他们做什么吗
？On Easter Sunday，
他们在复活节的主日做什么吗
？They had a worship service in their churches. You know, we have one in Manhattan, the Moravian church. There，
他们在教会当中会有敬拜。我们知道在曼哈顿也有摩尔维亚的教会。
They love music. They have trumpets, trombones, music, sing hymns.
他们很喜欢音乐，他们有那个号，有鼓，然后他们在那里音乐。
And they say Happy Easter.
他们说很高兴复活节。
Jesus is risen.
耶稣已经复活。
And then,
然后呢
？They go out to the cemetery and have a picnic lunch with the brothers and sisters who are buried there.
然后他们就到墓地，然后在那边墓地与那些 所埋葬的弟兄姊妹好像在那里好像有野餐一样。
Now they don't make grandpa a sandwich.
他们不是在那里做那个grandpa 的面包 sandwich, 三明治。
But they do believe that somehow they're in the presence of their departed loved ones.
但是他们相信他们在那些已经死去的那些所亲爱的人的同在当中。
Have any of you been out to the Moravian Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
大家有没有到摩尔维亚教会他们在宾州那里那个中心呢
？Never took a day trip out there.
有没有去过去过一天旅游
？Well, you'll see the cemetery out there.
你看到那里的墓地
？And they have the name for the cemetery. What do you think?
它那个墓地名字大家知道什么名字
？God's acre.
是神的那一亩地。
This is God's land.
这是神的那地。
There's people arrested.
人们在这里安息。
Soon they come awake. This is.
所以他们就要复活。
Well, I don't want to press this too far.
我不想在这个好像讲的更多。
But when the early church spoke in its Apostles' Creed, it says, "And the communion of the saints is this idea that we are together with all brothers and sisters through all of history."
当早期教会使徒们讲那个使徒信经的时候，我们有众圣徒的交通，就讲到说整个教会从整个历史我们都有交通。
And then in verse 24,
然后第24节
It says, and we have come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel.
定新约的宗保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的与亚伯的血所说的更美。
So of course, this is the most wonderful reason to be in Mount Zion.
这是最好的一个理由，让我们到锡安山。
Because Jesus is there.
因为耶稣在那里。
Our priest is there.
我们的祭司在那里。
You see, he is mediating.The new covenant.
他在那里为新约成为宗保。
That doesn't mean he started the new covenant.
这不意味着他还在那开始这个新约。
It means he is feeding you day by day according to the new covenant.
他就是每天都是按照新约，然后在那里喂养你。
So this is wonderful when we come to the Mount Zion and we meet the Lord intimately as our high priest.
就是很美好，当我们来到锡安山，我们遇到我们的主耶稣做我们的祭司，非常亲密的。
But see, we also live under the preciousness of His cleansing blood.
第三点，我们同时活在他宝血的功效里面。
What a contrast!
这里何等的对比。
Abel's blood spoke of justice and vengeance from the ground.
亚伯的血在地里讲到了正义，还有讲到了复仇。
Jesus' blood speaks of forgiveness and mercy from heaven.
耶稣的血却从天上讲到了宽恕和怜悯。
So, do you want to be on this Mount Zion?
你是想到锡安山上
？Okay, well, you're there already.
你没很好，你们已经在那里。
By faith,
靠着信心。
You don't have to go to Manhattan.
你不要去曼哈顿。
You have come to Mount Zion.
你已经到了锡安山。
This is our position by faith.
这是我们靠着信心的地位。
We are on earth.
我们虽然在地上。
But we're being touched by all of these heavenly things.
但我们被这些属天的事物所触摸。
The angels are departed brothers and sisters.
那些天使离去的弟兄姊妹们。
The new covenant, Jesus.
新约还有耶稣
，all of these things，
所有这一切
，they are ours even now while we're living here on earth。
虽然我们现在活在地上，这些都是我们的。
Now after saying these wonderful things，
讲到这些很美好的事情之后
，then there has to be another exhortation。
这里还有另外一个最后一个劝告。
Because there's one thing necessary if we really truly want to stay on Mount Zion。
因为如果我们真的想要站在锡安上，有一件特别需要的事情。
Do you stay on Mount Zion?
你是不是站在锡安山上呢？
你说 Amen。
你说是阿门。
I stay on Mount Zion too。
说我也站在锡安山上。
Well, here's the test。
这里就是这个试验。
Do you hear the word from heaven when He speaks?
你有没有听到他从天上所说的声音呢
？So now this great privilege of standing on Mount Zion demands that we listen to the voice from heaven.
我们站在锡安山上，我们是否听见从天上来的声音呢
？If we don't listen to this voice,
如果我们不听他的声音
，then we, as it were, fall back to Mount Zion and to that fear and all of that.
好像我们就退回在那些退回到锡乃山那里恐惧那些东西里。
So let's look at verse 25.
我们来看25节。
See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking.For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的， 因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
So the God spoke here on earth on Mount Sinai.
所以神在地上的西乃山上曾经讲话。
And the ground trembled.
然后地大震动。
But now the writer says,
现作者讲，
the word of God, Jesus himself, is speaking to us from heaven.
神的话，耶稣他自己现在从天上对我们讲话。
And we cannot escape if we do not listen to his voice as he speaks to us from heaven.
如果他从天上对我们讲话的话，我们不顺从，我们不能够逃脱。
Then we read verse 26-27.
我们再读二十六节和二十七节。
And his voice shook the earth then on Mount Sinai. But now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
This expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
Now he takes this prophetic verse from Haggai, chapter 2, verse 6.
我们从这句话，从哈该书第二章第六节这里的预言。
There will come in the last day a shaking that will shake the heavens and the earth.
在末日会有一个震动，要震动，不但震动天，还要震动，不但震动地，还要震动天。
And when there is this shaking, everything shakeable will be thrown down.
当这震动的时候，凡可被震动的要被扔下来。
And all that will remain is the unshakable kingdom.
所以能够存留下来的就是不被震动的国。
Now you see how this applied to the Jews.
你看这个可以应用在犹太人的身上。
Here was his prophecy.
这是他的预言。
The Lord is saying from heaven.
是主在天上讲话。
Judaism is going to be shaken to the roots.
犹太教他们要被震动到核心。
All the shakeable things.
所以可以被震动的。
The temple.
圣殿。
The priesthood.
祭司。
The sacrifices.
献祭。
Those traditions.
这些传统。
Will all be shaken.
全会被震动开。
And then what will you have left?
然后你还有什么留下来呢
？The unshakable kingdom of Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督不可震动的国。
So don't hold on to the shakeable，
不要抓着那些会被震动的东西。
Very soon the judgment will come，
很快审判就会来到。
We must live according to the unshakable，
我们必须活在那不可震动的当中。
Verse 27，
第二十七节。
This expression yet once more denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things。So that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
We have received an unshakable kingdom.
我们接受一个不可震动的国。
So today, let's take grace.
所以今天让我们抓紧恩典。
And serve the living God.
然后服侍这位真神。
With reverence and fear.
存着敬畏感恩。
For our God is a consuming.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
So, he is a consuming fire, but we come to him on Mount Zion.
他是一个烈火，当我们来到锡安山的时候。
And so he ends this chapter.
所以他结束在这一章，在这里。
Next week, we close with chapter 13.
下一次我们会结束在第十三章。
Because the writer does not want us to think that we just live like spiritually on Mount Zion.
作者不想让我们想我们只是在灵里面活在锡安山上。
So chapter 13 is full of the practical life on Mount Zion.
所以十三章里充满了在锡安山上实际生活的例子。
Now we have two things left to do, to read this quote and to sing a song.
我们还有两件事留下来做，一个就是读这里所引的这个言，然后呢，我们还要唱一首诗歌。
It is the will of God that we live not only as rational beings, but as new men regenerated by the Holy Spirit in Christ.
神的旨意是我们不仅在理性中生活，并且要如同新人一样在基督里被圣灵所更新。
It is the will of God that we reach out for our inheritance.
神的旨意是我们要为了得着产业伸出手。
That we answer His call to be son.
然后回应他呼对儿子们的呼召。
We are born men without our consent, but the consent to be sons of God has to be elicited by our own free will.
我们生下来是没有经过自己同意的，但是我们要成为神的儿子，就必须由我们本身自己的意志所发起同意。
Now, we want to sing Marching to Zion.
我们想唱个诗歌，就是直向前，直往西安。
But you know what? It's different than the one that you know in your hymnary.
这是与我们大家那个诗歌本里所唱的是不一样的。
Because there's three more verses.
因为有更多的三节。
But more important,
最重要的。
This is something we should take note of.
这我们要注意到这里。
When our brother wrote, "We're marching to Zion."
当我们那个弟兄写这首向前直往西安的时候
，He wrote this based on his revelation of having come to Mount Zion.
他是根据他所有的启示，他来到锡安山的这样启示。
But Christians later on,
后来的基督徒们
didn't see the vision.
没有看到这个意象
，so they chopped out some verses.
所以他们把一些经节就挪掉了。
And they changed some words.
他们把一些话语改变了。
As an example, the beginning of this says. Come we that love the Lord, and let our songs abound.
像举个例子，像开始的时候，爱主的人都来，将你的喜乐宣扬。
Let our songs abound.
让我们的诗歌宣扬，喜乐宣扬。
What does it say in the hymnary?
在诗歌本里在怎么讲的？托福。
Second line.
第二行。
Let our joys be known.
就是让我们的喜乐宣扬，就是中文一样。
A little different, you see.
这个原文是说让我们的诗歌扩扬。
Second verse,
第二节
we don't have it.
我们没有诗歌本没有这一节。
Now listen to what he is saying.
大家仔细听在这里讲什么
？The sorrows of the mind be banished from the place.
心灵里的忧伤被逐出这地方。
Religion never was designed to make our pleasures less.
宗教从来被设计成减少我们的喜乐。
How many of you are being affected by the pollen in the air, huh?
大家有多少人会被空气当中这些花粉影响
you know, ？Even on Mount Zion, there's still pollen.
姊妹，你知道，就是在锡安山那里还是有花粉的。
But look at that second verse.
我们再看第二节。
What is it talking about?
这里讲什么呢
？You know, religion.
什么宗教
？The Hebrew religion. No. It can't take away our joy.
希伯来的宗教并不能拿走我们的喜乐。
The sorrows of the mind be banished from this place.
心灵的忧伤被逐出这地方。
And then notice the next verse.
我们看在下一节。
Now you have that in the hymn.
诗歌里有这本。
But notice the third line.
看第三行。
Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but favorites of the heavenly King.
但是我们属天君王的所心爱。
Favorites of the heavenly King.
属天君王所心爱的。
The firstborn.
他就是首生的
，But the hymnary changed it too.
但作者诗歌本作者把它改成
Children of the heavenly king, they want to put everybody in there. See,
他想把所有的人都放在那。
Oh, fine.
那也没什么错。
You know, some great hymn writer just changed all these things.
有些很好的诗歌，作者就把这些都改了。
Anyway, okay. And then the next verse four.
然后第四节
，You have that in there?
有没有诗歌本上有没有
？Okay, but look what it says.
大家看看这里怎么讲。
The men have grace, have found glory begun below. Glory begun below.
And
celestial fruits on earthly ground. Faith and hope may grow.
恩典的人寻道，荣耀从根开始。尘世地体天上果实，靠信与望成长。
You see, they're on Mount Zion.
他们在锡安山上。
We're finding celestial fruits.On the earthly ground,
我们在地上找到这些好像属天的根一样。
It's glory begun below.
果实一样，就荣耀从根开始。
All right, verse five.
下面开始，第五节。
The hill of Zion yields. You have that one?
你有没有第五节讲到说
？No, it's not in it. Oh, is it?
But it's different.
It says, "Does it say the hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields?" Okay, it's got it, right? Next verse six.
然后第六节
，We got it.
It's a fifth, yeah.
And that's the same too, right? All right.
第六节。
Then here's the last one.
然后最后一节
Yea, and before we rise to that immortal state, the thoughts of such amazing bliss, the thoughts of such amazing bliss, should constant joys create, should constant joy. You see, this guy has seen Mount Zion.
大家看到这里, he's standing it. He's finding fruits on the
ground that come from heaven.
他在地上找到这些, 果实是从天上来的。
Okay, so as your punishment, because it's not in hymnary, we have to sing.
作为大家的惩罚, 因为没有在诗歌门里,
so remember, you have to repeat lines twice in each verse, and then we're marching to Zion, but it's not there on every verse. Okay, you know that. Okay, here we go. By the way, Brother Sparks had a problem with marching to Zion, that you're already there.
我们诗百科弟兄对这首向前之往西安有一个问题, 他说我们已经在那里了。
All right, you ready?
大家好吗? 预备好。
Come we that love the Lord, and let our souls abound. Join in our song with sweet Zion, join in our song with sweet accord. And all around the ground, and all around the ground, we're marching to Zion. Maybe we're in Zion, we're marching to Zion, the birthplace of God. The sorrows of the mountain, they vanish from the ground. Redemption never was designed. Redemption never was designed. We'll make our pleasures less to be our pleasures less. We're marching in Zion. Beautiful million Zion. We're marching in Zion. A beautiful city of God. Let those be used to sing, who never knew our God, our favorites of the heavenly, our favorites of the heavenly. These songs and joys of God, these songs and joys of God, we're marching in Zion, many, many Zion, we're marching in Zion.
Joys we make. 向天去的祭坛，
Now we thank you, Lord, that you, by your great salvation, have brought us to Mount Zion.
主，我们何等感谢你，靠着你的极大的基恩，把我们带到锡安山。
And even as we live here on this earth, we taste heavenly goods.
虽然我们活在地上，我们尝到天的美味。
Oh Lord, we want to stand as a testimony.
主，我们想做你的见证。
For the beauty of the Lord's land.
作为神的羔羊的美丽的见证。
To the coming of His kingdom.
对他将来的国度。
And to the New Jerusalem.
为新耶路撒冷。
Oh, give us faith to stand this ground.
主啊，给我们信心能够站立在这地位。
And eyes to see all the gracious help we have upon this mount.
让我们的眼睛可以看见我们在这山上所得到的恩典的帮助。
We thank you, Father.
父，我们谢谢你。
For doing this all through Jesus Christ our Lord.
你借着我们主耶稣基督所做的这一切。
We pray in his name.
我们祷告奉他的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Right.